Hi, I'm talking to Jafar Hussain. He's working on the Silverlight team on the Silverlight Toolkit, and he's using Rx for some of the stuff in there. So, Jafar, can you tell us what you're doing with Rx?
Sure. I'm using Rx to actually build a drag and drop framework.
Cool.
We've actually already built it and released it.
Okay, and drag and drop is already in the Rx samples. Is there anything more to it than what we're doing?
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, it's a little more complex because what we've done is we've actually rebuilt the WPF stack on Silverlight.
Okay. So can you show us a bit what that entails?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. I'll step outside of the video right now so you can see the screen.
So, you know, drag and drop is a pretty well understood thing, right? Typically, when you are, let's say we have a particular icon on the screen and we'd like to drag it around, the way we would do that is we would click somewhere and move the mouse a certain point, and then we begin dragging. So we sort of split the dragging operations into several stages. The first is to actually determine that an item drag has begun. And this is actually a little more complicated than you might expect. So rather than simply wait until there's a click and then listen for mouse movements, typically what you see with a drag and drop framework is that, or any sort of professional drag and drop, is that you wait to get outside of a certain rectangle, maybe 4 pixels in every direction, before we actually begin the drag operation. So that's one little extra, you know, layer of complexity. And the other is that we'd like to remember where exactly we clicked on whatever we happen to be dragging, let's say it's a button, so that when we drag it, it's sort of relative to the click point, which just feels more natural, feels more like, you know, real life when we pick something up and move it or move it around on a table. So those are two little sort of extra little layers of complexity. So how would we build, using Rx, how would we build a sort of an event from the primitive events you get in Silverlight, mouse clicks, etc., and mouse movements, to actually get our item drag starting event? So let's take a look. So I'm going to build a query. Give myself a little space there. So what I'm going to use is I'm going to assume that we've already written a variety of functions to wrap the existing events in Silverlight, mouse left, button down, mouse move, etc., to return observables. So we've added extension methods to UI element to convert those events to observables. So the first one we're looking for is, of course, mouse left, button down. And then we're going to listen for that particular event. And so we're going to listen on a given element. Get mouse left button down. And so this, as I said, is an extension method we've added to UI element, which will convert the mouse left button down event into an observable.
Are those extension methods public?
No, they're not. However, you know, they're relatively easy to write, and in fact, the source code is, you know, is available, so you can go out and you can convert those. And the fact is there's actually very few methods on UI element and framework element in Silverlight, so it just takes a few minutes to convert, and then you're off to the races.
Awesome.
So first things we want to do, obviously, is we want to listen for a left button down. We want to listen for a click. And then what we're actually going to do next is we're going to remember that position where we clicked relative to the object. So we're going to wait for a click. And then we're going to get the position relative to the top of the object. And how do we get that? Well, we can use the mouse left button down event. That is actually sort of a collection of the sender and the event args. You can go to the event args, which is actually a mouse event args. And that has a nice handy method, get position. And we'll pass in our element. And that will come a point, this particular point right here. And the next thing we'll do, as I talked about earlier, we don't want to begin a drag right away because we might sort of accidentally begin a drag operation if we just started listening to mouse moves right away. So we're going to wait until the mouse moves outside of 4 pixels in any direction before we begin this, you know, we raise this item drag starting event. So in order to do that, let's create a rectangle. And we'll just subtract 4 in every direction. And so now, we're going to listen for mouse move events. Mouse move event in element dot get mouse move. But we're going to wait. What we're going to do is we're going to strip out all of the mouse moves until we get a mouse move that's outside of the rectangle. So first things we're going to do is we've got these event objects that are coming out here. We just want to convert these events to the points relative to the top of the object. So we'll just grab the event args, and we'll do the same thing we did initially to grab the position. And now we've projected our stream of event objects into a nice handy stream of points, etc. So what we actually want to do here is we want to skip all of these until we want to skip while the points here are within this 4-point radius here. So we are going to skip while. The rectangle contains the point. Now we know that the first time this particular, we get an item out of this particular sequence, we're ready to begin the drag operation. So we're only interested, however, in one of these, because we know this is item drag starting. So we're just going to take one. And of course, we want to stop listening for mouse move events when they lift up their finger and we get a mouse left button up. So we use the take until combinator. And finally, we'd select the result into maybe a new event args that we just created, new item drag event args. And we'll grab the information we're looking for, like relative position, and we're going to create a new event. With the element as the sender. And we'll pass in this item drag starting event args. And we'll grab the relative position, and what else might we be interested in here? And that's probably it. And we've now created an observable we can use to listen for an item drag starting event.
Nice. And so I imagine that all the other operations on drag drop are implemented similarly?
Yes, very similar. So same process, using queries, listening for events, and building more complex observables from primitive ones.
Nice. And